Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we just want to say thank you to you for yet another day in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for preserving us, guiding us. Everlasting Lord, thank you, Lord, for showing us the way. Thank you for not allowing any one of us to be a prey in the mouth of the predator. Thank you, Father, Lord, that whenever we call unto you, you answer us. We bless you today and forever. And we say glory, honor, adoration be ascribed unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Lord, we thank you for all our previous meetings. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you, Lord, for your word that went forth with power and brought forth salvation, healing, deliverance, and drew us closer to you. We bless and we honor you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, we commit today's meeting into your hands. And we say, Lord, just take control, take preeminence. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the word that we need to hear, cause us to hear it. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Gives me joy, as always, to be in your presence. And I pray, Everlasting Father, that the Almighty God, indeed, will do something new, something wonderful, something excellent in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your listening to this broadcast will not be in vain, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm sharing with us what they call the peace from God. The Lord will give you His peace. The peace of the Almighty God will reign in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm taking my text from the book of Psalm 29 verse 11. Say, may the Lord give strength to His people. May the Lord bless His people with peace. May the Lord bless His rhythm. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, the Lord will bless His people with peace. The Almighty God indeed will bless you with peace. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of God will reign in your life in the name of Jesus. The peace that passeth all understanding will reign in your heart in the name of Jesus. The peace that we cannot explain, the Almighty God will give unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Having peace doesn't mean that there are no challenges, but God is giving you a high level of tranquility, calmness in the midst of the storm. So whatever storm that the enemy may send your way, the Almighty God will grant you the grace to be victorious. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the peace of God will surround you, His peace will garrison you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how do we get this peace from God? What are the things we need to do to get peace from God? But for our brothers and sisters, first of all, I want us to know that for us to have peace, we must be at peace with our God. We must be at peace with God. The book of Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So you must have peace with God. And you can only achieve that through our Lord Jesus Christ, through your knowledge of Him, through your relationship with Him. When you have that close relationship with Him, you can be at peace with your Maker. And I pray that the Almighty God will help you to do so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You also need to be at peace with yourself and stop condemning yourself. Stop looking back at the mistakes, the errors that you have committed in the past. Stop allowing the enemy to keep on reminding you of all the failures of your life. Be at peace with yourself. When you are at peace with yourself, when you have peace with God, you are no longer under condemnation because you now belong to Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, reading from verse 1. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because you are in Christ Jesus, you are no longer under condemnation. Because many of us, we are not at peace with ourselves. Because we are regretting some of the mistakes, some of the errors, some of the steps we have taken in the past. And as a result of that, we have refused to move forward. May the Lord grant you the grace to let go and move forward, to be at peace with yourself, to reconcile with yourself, because you are no longer under condemnation, because you are now in Christ. And being in Christ means that you are no longer under condemnation. The Almighty God has wiped away your sin. You have been reconciled back to the Father. And so for that, you need to know that you shouldn't continue to condemn yourself. Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 says, and through him to reconcile himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. So there is that peace that we get in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary was for the purpose of giving us peace, for the purpose of reconciling us back to the Father, giving us a clean slate. So stop condemning yourself. The other thing is that you also need to be at peace with people. Stop picking up battles, fighting everybody all over the place. Why no? People will hurt you. People will say things that you do not like. People will disappoint you. People will frustrate you. But brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it says, strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. So strive for peace. Do all you can. But the Bible telling us to strive for peace, that means you have to do it intentionally. It's not something that comes by default. No, it is intentional. You have to make up your mind that, look, no matter what people may do, no matter what they may say, no matter what they may gossip about me, no matter the backstabbing, no matter what, I am ready to be at peace with all men. Why? Because that's what the Word of God says. You can't say you love God and you do not obey his commandment. Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandment. And his commandment here is that you should be at peace with everybody. Be at peace with everyone. And if you are at peace with God, you are at peace with yourself, you are at peace with others. And also the other thing is that you need to be at peace with your surroundings. You need to be at peace with your surroundings because there are things around you. Based on what is happening around you, you can't sleep, you can't have rest. No, brothers and sisters, be at peace and submit them to God. Surrender them to God and let him take care of it. Our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking in the book of John, John chapter 14, reading from verse 27, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Why? Because Jesus has left his peace for you. He has left his peace for me. We are to operate in the peace of the Lord. Do not be troubled by what is going on around you. If you are concerned about it, take them to God. And the Lord Almighty God, who is ready to give wisdom, say whoever lacks wisdom, he should come to him. He will give that person wisdom. So ask him. He will give you the wisdom to know how to deal with that situation. Because your worrying doesn't change anything. No matter how you worry, it will not change anything. So why are you worrying? Why are you worrying? Be at peace with God. Be at peace with yourself. Be at peace with other people. And be at peace with what is happening around you. And the Lord God will grant you total victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know, for us to truly be at peace, we need to always be rejoicing. Always be rejoicing in the Lord. Do not go about complaining that, God, you have not done this, you have not done that. Be at peace. And God, rejoice. Be thankful. A person who is not grateful, that person can never be at peace. The book of Psalm 31, verse 7, David speaking here, he said, I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction, and you have known the distress of my soul. He took consolation that the Lord knows him more than he even knew himself. He's aware of the situation he's going through. And he says he will not leave him. He says he will not forsake him. So for that reason, I will rejoice. For that reason, I will be glad in the steadfast love of God. In verse 8, he says, you have not delivered me into the hands of the enemy. God has not delivered you into the hands of the enemy. He has not allowed you to be a prey in the mouth of the predator. So for that reason, why don't you rejoice? Why don't you rejoice? He said, you have not delivered me into the hands of the enemy, and you have set my feet on a broad place. The Lord has set your feet on a broad place. Rejoice, celebrate, rejoice, be thankful for that little thing that you think you have. That little thing that you think you have is what somebody is praying for, has been praying for months, for weeks, for years, and has not gotten it. And yet you have it, and you are not grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Just thank God. Be grateful. Much as you are grateful, the peace of God will continue to garrison round about you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing you need to do to have that peace is that you must not allow your hope to die. You must not allow your hope to die. Be hopeful. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 15, verse 13, he said, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. So, brothers and sisters, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be hopeful. Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Trust in this God. Trust in him and draw closer to him. The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 16. He said, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times. In every way, the Lord be with you. The Lord will give you peace at all times, not only in the morning, not only in the afternoon, not only in the night, at all times. The Lord is saying, he will give you peace. Wherever you go, the peace of God will be with you. Because the Bible says that he gives his beloved sweet sleep. The Lord will give you sweet sleep in the name of Jesus. If you have been having problem of sleeping, I decree and declare that the Almighty God will release unto you the grace to have a sweet sleep, because he gives his beloved sweet sleep, and you are one of his beloved in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, you must seek for the fruit of the Spirit. Seek for the fruit of the Spirit, not the gift of the Spirit, but seek after the fruit. To seek after the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, as you can see in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So seek after the fruit of the Spirit. Seek after the fruit of the Spirit. But you see, brothers and sisters, the Almighty God will only give his fruits to those who know him. Can it be said that you have a relationship with God? Even those, some of us, we say we have a relationship with God, but do you really trust him? Do you really surrender everything to him? Brothers and sisters, you cannot be carnally minded and expect to have peace. No, you need to purify your heart. Let the Spirit of God dwell in you. Let the Spirit of God sanctify you. Let the Spirit sanctify you, and then you may be able to have peace. So, brothers and sisters, I'm calling unto you today, if you do not have a relationship with this Jesus, why don't you accept him as your Lord and as your Savior? And as you do so, the Almighty God will wipe away your sins, and he will give you a clean slate, and you will be able to enjoy the peace of God we pass it all understanding. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children who have given their lives unto you. Pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Let them never go back to their bondage in the name of Jesus. For everyone who have listened to this message, I pray that the peace of God will reign in your life, in your home, in every facet of your life. You will experience peace every storm of your life will come to an end in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.